Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'll be back in 30. Can't stop me, King B.
Never gonna lose.
Father, if you want,
I can't refuse.
I know you
up? This is your girl, Jay Silva, and you're checking out my single, Blowing Kisses, on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio.
Crazy, yeah, 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 it's crazy, you know, lately I've been trying so hard, but I just can't stop, missing you is crazy, baby, but living without you is the hardest part, they say love. No, I'm no fool. I'm gonna put my trust in you. But it's gonna take such a long time to figure out what was on your mind. When the thought of losing you has broken my heart in two. So I can't take the pressure.
I can't take the pressure.
I can't take the pressure.
I'm gonna try the very best I can to change your mind, make you see that forever, baby, comes one day at a time. I don't care as long as we're together. It may be stormy weather, but if I can't have you, baby,
Patrice, you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Today is Thursday, April 19th, 2012, and I am chilling out this evening. All right, I do have some more music to play. I was just going to come by and just speak to you all and say, hey, it's Thursday. Get those kids in the bed. Relax, chill out. Get you a little drink. You know how we do right here on The Raw Deal. All right. I'll be right back. This is, well, oh, wait a minute. Did I lose my spot? Did I lose my spot? Bedroom Eyes, Flownetrics.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening home to an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And, oh, baby, don't let your past men define you, because we are not scared to wine and dine you. And, oh, no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this Flownetics train, and, baby, I can guarantee you that life will not be the same.
Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up, and girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this, all you're my best canarian. You rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I can get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carrot to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and I they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes, now like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back, now my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy. Her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that. I see the passion. We looking at each other. Her eyes slow dancing. She in control now. I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Yeah. got a sexy one right here.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, it is Thursday, April 19th, 2012, and I am chilling out. You know, there were some things I wanted to talk about today. One thing is, why is it that people feel that they can just talk to you any kind of way? You know, they have no respect for just talking to you in a calm, cool manner. They just snap off on you. You know, are they having a bad day? Is, you know, things really that bad that they just, you know, just automatically snap off? You know, I'm trying to go through a process where I'm just not like that. You know, I used to be real calm and just not fly off the handle. Now I'm like all over the place. So I'm trying to work on that, you know, because I'm trying to get back to a way it was, you know, and I guess, you know, as you get older, life changes, things changes, and you try to figure out what your next move is going to be. All right, I got a call on the line. Who is this? A 981 number. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Who is this?
What's the business? What's the business? What's the business?
Oh.
You know it's together, baby.
Oh, look
what's
at
going
you.
On?
You doing an incognito phone call on me, huh? I didn't know your number.
Hey, I'll be forgetting what number I'm dialing from that time. I don't be knowing. I just dial.
You just dial a number.
That's it. I just dial. I don't know what I'm dialing for.
Sad.
It's these phones. It's these phones. You got to know which one you got in your hand, I guess.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, so my little conversation I'm having today is, you know, what's up with folks that just fly off the handle? You say something to them, they just snap off at you. You know, how do
you
deal with folks like that?
Now, you know, let me tell you, you know, I'm much more mature to yell nowadays, you know, because, you know, I won't say the change thing because, you know, our tadpoles change, caterpillars change. You know, I don't believe in that. But I think the TL has grown enough now to be able to fight back a little. Because once upon a time, Uncle TL snatched the bark out your back. You know, tear your ass bone out and play the bongos on them. You know, I mean, that was my thing. But, you know, I don't know. I look at people now, you know, and I look at them when they're doing all of that, and I look at them with sadness. You know, because you have got to be a very, very, very sad person to want to walk around and snap off and try to make, you know, people do something to you, to try to put people, you know, in that mind state. Because I'm quite sure if you get 10 people and put 10 people together and ask all 10 of them, do you think you can whip the other 9? You are not going to get nobody out of that 10 to say, oh, I know I'll take a whooping. You know, so if I don't think you know better than me, and you don't think you know better, you know, I'm no better than you. You know, what is this whole disrespecting me thing about? You know, I mean, things are really hard, and you know, people make bad decisions, and things are going on, and people try to share, you know, they pain, they rage, they disdain, and all that stuff with other people. And that's what I think it is. I used to take it personal when you go to DMV, and you got that chick sitting there talking to you like you garbage. Now, you take it personal. I'll snap off in a minute and hock a loogie across the desk. Yes, I would. And they had to come across the desk. You know, but now I look at her, and I mean, you really hate your life that much that you want me to be just as sad as you? No, I laugh at them now. You know, I laugh at them two reasons. One, because I feel sorry for the pitiful self. You know, and the second reason I laugh at them, because I know exactly what I would be doing to their ass. So I'm really laughing like, you don't understand.
Exactly.
I will wait out here for you to get off. I will follow you. I will whip you where you stop. You know, but what would that benefit?
You're
what
right.
would that benefit? What does that benefit?
Exactly. You know, when people start to snap off at me, and if I'm able to, I just kind of go through a what we call a shutdown mode. Like I just, you know, I tune you out. I let you get your rant out, and then I totally tune you out. And then if it's possible, I walk away.
Right.
You know, because I'm not about to get into no confrontation with you over about what you snapping off about. This ain't gonna happen.
What?
You know. And I'm trying to move in the whole direction of just being positive and as calm as possible. And when you and I think it's really with age. I really do. Because as you get older you tend to calm down, and there's some people that, you know, they still fly off the handle, you know.
Right.
You know, they about 50, 60 years old, and they still, you know, yelling and screaming and rolling their head and the eyes going on in the back of their head, and they shaking their hands and shit like that. You know, that happens.
Right.
But, you know, as you get older, you tend to just kind of, you know what, it's really not that serious.
Right. That's what, it's not that serious.
Exactly. You know, now I do get caught up sometimes, you know, and I kind of, you know, take it to a whole nother level. But really, sometimes it's really not that serious. You just need to calm down.
See, it's like this song is right here about to get her ass whooped because we merging, and I'm first. Ain't no better than me. I don't mind taking the body blow.
Right.
I don't mind taking the body blow because after she hit me, I'm going to get out the car, and for anybody listening that said Tierra was still on the lady, y'all don't know Tierra. I knocked that damn lady out real quick. You know, I just want her two or three times like I would a man. I get her straight low. I mean, we managing. You see what I'm saying? We managing. Now, she trying to do that little snap thing in the car. Then she's safe. But if I cut her off and walk over to the car, she gonna shit brakes. You know what I'm saying? But it's things like that. It's things like that. This lane is merging. You ride the shoulder to try to cut off, and then you want to look at people. No, not when it's stuff like that. You see what I'm saying?
Right, you want an attitude.
You want to catch an attitude. You want to give me an attitude. You want to give me an attitude. Because you don't have to get snatched out your car and get worked over.
Exactly. You know it's right. You know it's right. Man, you know, what about, because speaking of driving, you know, we drive our children to school every morning, and I understand the sense of non-urgency when you are about to make a right turn. Okay?
What?
Now, I don't understand why you have to ride your brake when you're turning right. When you see the flow of traffic moving, you basically, if the light is green, people, you can turn right without actually doing a physical stop.
But,
okay?
But see, everybody don't know how to drive. Plus, we're in Atlanta.
Right.
Okay, well, that's their thing. They don't know how to drive.
Yeah, but you know, I'm gonna say this. I think the most of the problem are the transplants of Atlanta.
No, you know, I'm gonna tell you what the transplants of Atlanta. The thing that the transplants of Atlanta going through, they scared as hell because they have seen so many accidents. I have never seen so many accidents, trucks flipped over on their side and all kind of stuff like that until I came to Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, here you go right now. They merging us, and now I'm seeing why. Because we got a damn accident here.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm with you because the whole turning over the vehicle thing, I didn't see that until I moved here.
Right.
You know,
I mean, everywhere.
You didn't see no vehicle turned over on the Eisenhower or the damn road.
No.
I mean, you dodged a couple of potholes in the middle of the lane, but other than that.
I'm telling you right now. Other than that, I mean, it goes down. Look at this here. And what had to happen, my man had to be coming up at the gas station here, you know what I'm saying, and the other car, he tried to bust us out of there and turn the wrong way, because you can tell, because these little cone things that's in the center here, they popped. And the other car sitting over here, so that's what happened. He tried to make that illegal turn, and they done popped him. Look at that. And then it takes me an hour just to get through here. Man, I'll tell you right now.
Man, let me ask you this question. Do you think? Okay, let me ask you to see what you say here. Okay, so you had a stoplight, right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to make a right turn. All right, you're coming up to the corner. Do you just make the turn, or do you physically stop then proceed?
No, I physically stopped. I physically stopped. The reason for physically stopping, you know, I took, driving for a delivery company and driving for Georgia Power. You know, I went through these they call it aggressive driving courses. One is called the Smith System. It's designed for driver awareness. When the average person, when they see a yellow light, they hurry up and speed. Well, the person that's coming up to the light that, you know, see that right away coming, go ahead to immediately make that turn. And it was said that, I don't want to say the numbers, but it was a high percentage of accidents that were caused by people being hit when they were taking that turn. The turn was there to take, but that person through that yellow light, creaming them, you know, was a high percentage. So in the course, you know, it teaches that if you stop at the light and then proceed through, it gives you the opportunity to take that quick left-hand look, because when you're making that turn and you know you got the right of way, only thing you're doing is making sure that, you know, there's nothing there you're going to hit when you go around that corner. You don't look, you know, over, you know, to the other direction. And that's where people get hit. And that right there helped me out twice. I had a bus here in Atlanta to do exactly what they said, you know, try to hurry up and get that light. It also helped me in Milwaukee. Had a truck to do the same thing. Blew through. Had I not stopped, they wouldn't have been able to stop. They'd have creamed the snot out of me. Mm. So that's the reason I do it.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of people out there that don't understand the importance of actually doing, because I've seen some near accidents happen.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Ooh. And like I said, that was a high percentage. I don't want to misquote the numbers because it's been some years since I took it, but the stuff that they say that you know, I went through the first time I took it, and then when I took it the second time, you know, it really resonated because I looked at the fact that, you know, all praises to God, I have yet to have an accident because a lot of the stuff was stuff that I do. Out of paranoia, you know, I know some brothers that got killed because they was close up on the car and another car locked them in and then they got shot up. So I keep at least a car and a half in between me and the next car. Well, in the courses that do that, you know, for braking, you know, in case something happens and that car hits an immediate stop, if you do slide, you know, it's not going to, you know, be, you know, that major. Well, I was already doing that. And, you know, you look at the things that they were saying in this course, and it's like, oh, wow, yeah, see, I do that. That's why I don't have an accident. All right.
Exactly.
But I'm not trying to make history, Atlanta, so y'all ain't got to try to help me have no damn accident.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hook you up. Don't hook TL up. Don't hook TL. Yeah, we got you.
Man.
We got you, dog.
So, Pierre, tell the Raw Deal fans what's going on with you. What's new happening?
Man, we got some things about to jump out. First off, man, we were lucky to grab Memory Martin. Memory Martin comes with a very large resume. She's worked for two different magazines, Ozone being one of them. I know the different entertainers out there are familiar with Ozone. Ozone covers a lot of underground music and stuff like that. She worked with Ozone. She also worked for Grand Hustle. So, you know, she's bringing in, you know, some experience. I'm going to try to steal some of the T.I. techniques out of her to make this thing jump. But, you know, adding her, you know, was a no-brainer. Just glad she believed in the product enough to come on board, you know, and she's about to play right into, you know, some other things that we have going on. I don't want to go too deep into those other things that we have going on, but, hey, y'all know every year, Lawless Radio sets another, Lawless Entertainment sets another level, and this year would be no different, you know. And,
exactly.
With her coming in, you know, I think it's really going to round our management team. I got a creative management team around me, man. I got people coming up with award shows, and I just think of it. Catrice, you know, I mean,
no pressure.
Hey, I got a creative team around me, so you know, I'm glad of that, and I'm glad for her to be joining the team.
That is great. That is definitely great. Well, you know, I'm gonna be on TV on Monday, internet
yes,
TV.
Y'all.
I got
got this.
I'm hitting this spot. They called me and asked me to come out there and be their first guest. They're launching the TV show, and I said, you know what? Let me see what this is all about. So,
and I'm working on that T-shirt for you too.
You're working on it.
You know how they are around here. You know, minimum, blah blah, woo wop the boop wop the woo wop order. So I may have to go ahead and just make a large order with them just to get the T-shirt.
Oh man, sure. Just get all you got to do is just get the logo and come up here to the camp to Candler Road. And stop the camp. So you need to come in the hood.
Right,
that's what you're doing. You need to.
Hey, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, go down there, let my man spray paint it for me.
Man, they got.
Brother man.
Wait a minute. He won't even spray paint it. They will even embroider it for you. They will take the image.
Oh.
If you print the image off color, they will put the image straight onto the shirt.
Okay.
Just that, right there, South DeKalb Mall, the South DeKalb Gallery, whatever they call it. But yeah they definitely hooked that up. Hold tight. We got Buck on the line. What's up, Buck? How you doing this evening?
Hey, everything's fine. Everything's fine. What's going on, TL?
Man, what's happening, boy? How you feeling, bro?
Everything's good. I'm good. Man, Candler Road got everything you need from barbecue to street fire, man.
Man.
Oh, shit.
Man.
The street times,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying right there, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to hit them good people up, man.
And you got to come. Sometimes you got to support the folks. Come in the hood. You got to wait a minute.
Yeah.
But you get what you want.
Hey, that's what I'm going to say. See, and that be the problem with the hood, you know, be like, yeah, man, I have it ready for you on Monday. Hey, man, let me holler at you, man. Holler at me about what, man? Man, I know, check this out. You know what I'm saying? My man was probably getting at me, you know what I'm saying? He had the t-shirts, right? You know what I'm saying? But my man, you know what I'm saying? He owns something, you know what I'm saying? Let me holler at you, you know what I'm saying? Check this out, though. Man, by the time he gets through all of that, I need the people that we talking about, not people.
Right.
how you get my money and now I got to check it out?
Exactly.
and you know, bro, do it to you.
Yeah.
Bro, do it.
You're right.
See, like these 5,000 cars I got that I can't do nothing with it. I can't do nothing with my car.
Why?
How in the hell my car said lawless, not lawless?
Oh.
I asked the man, I said, you ain't see something wrong with that when you type it? He said, man, I'm going to have to talk to a girl. How did you write it? Man, I gave you a damn card. I gave you a card with everything on it. I wanted on it.
Dang.
And it looked like your head cut the car because all the cars not the same size.
They must have had the paper cutter in their bedroom somewhere and they were chopping off your cars.
I'm telling you right now, my man on Memorial, man, what is it? CSV something like that printed. Hey, I'm putting y'all glass. Hey, don't y'all mess with my man. They can't read what is written. And I'm telling you, my cards are not the same size. Okay?
Wow.
You know, damn paper like they went and got some fancy looking printer paper. Not
man.
Even good card stock.
Nah, you should have went to Vistaprint.
Hey, now I'm gonna tell you. I gave them the little business because you know the other cards I had was from Vista, right? But,
right.
You know, hey, here go, bro. I done saw my man. My man done looked at the hat. Hey, man, y'all ever need some print? You know, help, bro. You know what I'm saying? Trying to build up my business. And, you know, that's TL, man. I'm for the little man. You know, hey, man, I give you a decent break, right? You know, and I got, you know, like, hey, here you go, homie. This is all I want on here. These are the names. You know what I'm saying? This is the number. Only thing going to stay the same is here. The names is going to change here. Okay, yeah. I got them damn cards.
What the hell is that?
Hey, man, look out for a buck. Oh, yeah, there you go. My man, he rinky.
Yeah. I don't do nothing out the street, especially the guys walking around with the bag of perfume, the box of perfume, and the duffel bag, trying to tell me. I see you got you advertising your business, you know, help a businessman out. I'm like, you ain't no businessman. You a hustler. Where did you steal them perfumes from? That's what
right.
I want to know.
Damn well he stole. That's why I never felt bad about taking their merchandise. Oh, I meant to say, consider on the radio, okay? I meant to say.
Man.
What happened? What's the statute of limitation, first off?
Exactly. So, Buck, have you run into any, do you have bad rage?
Bad who?
Road rage.
Hell yeah. Lord have mercy. Especially if you're behind somebody that's got one of them little wheelchairs on their license plate, you like, God damn. That's the hard, but you need to get the hell out of my way.
Right. How much can I pay you? How much can I pay you or have to drive on the sidewalk?
Man. Where's your hover around? Why ain't you in your hover around? Get the hell out of that car and get into your hover around.
Man, they be doing it. They have you all stressed out, and then you be sitting around shaking and shit. Man, all right, y'all make sure y'all catch me. I'm going to be on realtalk-tv.com. Realtalk-tv.com. Y'all got to check me out. It's going to air Monday, April 23rd at 9:15 p.m. That's a weird time, but she told me 9:15 p.m. So y'all make sure y'all check me out there. All right, y'all hold tight. I'm just going to play some music. I'll be right back.
been planned for our anniversary. Mark it in your diary. You'll be so happy, yeah. Loving you, the mission, girl, that I'll achieve. I'm getting A's, not B's, when it comes to you and me.
My lady. says to me, baby, I know you're so fly and all that, I know this, but I never understood why you wear sunglasses at nighttime. I said, well, baby, because I'm a motherfucking rock star. Does that answer your question?
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, let's see. I got my co-host, Buck. Are you still there?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about the award show. That track you just played, Clap Your Hands, that's got to get some sort of nomination, man. That's a hot-ass track. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is. It is a nice hot track. It
man,
is.
I got to be the vote on that one, man.
So you got to vote, huh?
Yeah.
Man, well, but you know, I was rolling down Memorial Drive. I dropped my friend off at home, and I was rolling down Memorial Drive on my way back to the crib, and I saw this big rolling trailer truck that said free condoms. So I saw people standing outside, and there were some folks walking away from the table saying, "Nah, I don't need none." So I pull up, you know, and, you know, I got my advertiser on the back of my truck, and I said, can I get some of them condoms? He like, sure.
Yeah.
So he handed me about four or five of them, and he's like, wait a minute, I'll give you some more. So he comes back with a bag, with one of the little Burger King bags, and just threw them all in there. So I got maybe about 40 packs of condoms for free. Now, my question is, why did the people that passed the table walk away and say, no, I don't need them? Why don't you need a condom? Especially if you ain't in a committed, if you're not in a committed relationship where, you know, it's just you and another person only, then, yeah, you know, you might want to consider a condom. So,
definitely.
You know, I was listening to Michael Bay's show, and they had some woman on there, and the woman went out to a party, and they were passing out condoms, and the woman said, well, I got my tubes tied. I don't need no condom. And the lady said, well, I can hear.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. Are you married? She's like, no. She said, I got a couple of boyfriends. Well, you don't want to be out there crazy, you know. Hell. Shit, Atlanta, what, number two in the United States and eight holding down eight or something like that. Wait a minute, was that you that said that? There was like one city that is like number one.
Yeah. My brother told me he read something about the demographic of AIDS, and it's pretty hot and heavy in Lithonia.
That's
what he told me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, stay the fuck out of Lithonia. I mean, you know.
Shit come back burning.
Man, okay. You be on fire. You be on fire. So
no,
that's what I want to know. Yeah, I mean, would you take, if they offer free condoms, would you take free condoms if they offer to you?
I mean, if I wasn't in a committed relationship, yeah, of course.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, I took them because, you know, I'm going to do the hustler way. I'm just going to resell.
Yeah. You know. Stop all your business. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Hey. Thank you, and thank you. I even offer a deal. I'll give you two for the price of one. How you like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Offer you a deal. Absolutely. Yes, I just thought that was strange that people were walking by and they didn't even bother to take them. They were like, nah, I don't want them. Nah, you know, so, you know, some folks, they just, you know, they just don't know. They just don't know. All right, I don't have much to conversate on this evening. You know, this is one of those days today. I don't know where Mel at. I kind of missed her today. Where Mississippi Red at? Wait a minute, they sitting there. You know, I'm going to bring them in just for the hell of it. Mississippi, what's going on? Oh, they got me on hold.
Ain't that some shit.
They on the air, got the phone up, but they got me on hold. I just brought him in, even though he ain't hit one. Ain't that something? M-I-A. We got
We got Mel and Mississippi, MIA, for the evening. Ain't that something?
Ain't that something?
Man, exactly. What's going on? Well, tell me something good, Buck. Tell me something good. You just woke up from a nap. We're kind of, sort of.
Yeah. You know, get on your medication and all that. It just knocks you on out. You know, we were talking about, when we take the kids to school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're observing things. Now, I know that there are a lot of single parents out there with some very strange and offbeat work hours. But my question is, do you see your children before they walk out the door for school?
Mm.
Do you see your children before they walk out the door for school? Do you see what they're dressed in? Do you see what they're wearing? Do you see if they have a jacket on? You know what I'm saying? Now, I know there's some parents out there. I know you got some strange work hours and all that, but my God, man, somebody really needs to help these kids before they walk out for school. It's 55 degrees outside, and they got on a T-shirt and some shorts.
Mm.
Come on now. Let's be real. Now, your daughter, you know, she pleasantly plump. She's wearing something, and she wearing something that's petite. Come on now. Do you see your children before they walk out the door in the morning for school?
Oh, you saying she was she's really a 12, a 14, and she in a 9?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
with the thighs all cut out and all that shit, the thighs and the jeans all cut out. Do you see your children?
Mm-mm.
Before they walk out the door for school in the morning?
Because school start too late. I mean, because we be passing school. School just not starting at 8:30, especially the high school. Them girls walking down the street. Well, hey, what about the boys? They got the pants down to the knees.
That's what I'm talking about. That too, you know, I mean, kid, you got, it's 55 degrees outside. You got a goddamn T-shirt on. What the hell, man?
Exactly. And one thing I noticed is that the whole saggy pants thing, these people have altered the way they walk. They walk with their feet, what they call it, pigeon toe?
I don't know what the hell they call it, but they walk all sideways like they just got off a horse and all that. And that's really screwing up your body and your bone structure with the hips and all that.
Exactly. So when they get about 40, 50 years old, they're going to be wondering why they got to have hip surgery or they got arthritis and their bones are not moving because you decided to walk like a duck.
Yes.
You know, because you wanted to hold your pants up.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Exactly.
So, and they think we just talking craziness. You know, I was tempted one day. I saw this person, she had posted a description of why you sag your pants. And, you know, and I'm sitting here like, I thought about it, but I ain't about to waste my money. I was going to print up some postcards, right? And every little boy I saw sagging his pants, he was going to get a postcard from me. This is, you sag your pants because of this. This is a trend. Now, if this is what you do, okay, fine. But I hope you realize the reason why sagging pants really came out was in jail. But you decided to pick it up. We'll see, and I give it about another 5-10 years. We're gonna see a news story about how your posture is messed up and everything.
Uh huh.
Just by the way you walk.
They had something like that a while ago. It was a couple of years ago. But when the saggy jeans came about, but it didn't go any further. No one really.
More people started sagging their jeans because they just can't stop talking about it.
Exactly.
Oh man.
They say it's all, you know, a statement and all that. Well, I may it's freedom of speech. You know, well, if that's the case, bring back the Afro. That was a nice statement. You was going natural. You know what I'm saying? Right. This shit here, this ain't no statement. You ain't really telling me nothing. The only thing you're telling me is that you can't run. You know what I'm saying?
Run, and I can catch your ass because your hands gonna fall to your knees.
Exactly.
And if you like holding your pants as you walk down the street, you go right ahead. What's going on, Mississippi Red? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Catrice? How you doing, bro?
Looking at Mississippi.
I'm glad to see that your health is getting better and better every week.
Hey, righteous, man. Right on. I thank you.
Okay, thanks. And I also want to say about the thing about the sagging. I told y'all this a long time ago. It did not happen in the prison. It happened during slavery. I told you.
Okay. But we ain't going to go there. I was just talking in general of how the kids dressed and all.
Exactly. The thing was, does anybody see their kids before they walk out the door for school in the morning?
Exactly.
Same thing. Right.
What the kids in your classroom be wearing, in your school be wearing? Are they in uniform?
Not only do they be sagging, they be stinking.
They be stinking.
And I even today, I was like, I told my students, I'm like, you know what? I want to start a whole nother classroom set. I want another class that be like 101.
What?
You know. No, I was talking about, I told them I wanted to start another classroom said Hygiene 101.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Hygiene 101. Wow.
Yeah.
I said, because my mother would have never let me leave the house without washing my ass, brushing my teeth, put on some deodorant, and a little smell good.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the chairman a few weeks ago was like, he put on a Facebook stat. I remember way back in the day, man, look his best, smell his best, and dressed his best. Now it's like everybody want to be funky. You know what I'm saying? Because I tell all my students, I say, listen here, you will never see Mr. Fran walk out the house being funky, breath funky, hair just as nappy, and not dressing his breath. I'm serious about this because I cannot teach you. I mean, you come in here and just thinking. I said, I'm not going to put nobody on blast, but you know who you are. So tomorrow, before you come to school, make sure before you walk out the house, you wash your hands, brush your teeth, put on some deodorant, and make sure that your clothes are clean. And your hair is not nappy. No, I'm serious. This goes on every day. Every day is always somebody, a student, and it's like, I can't even, I'm almost, like, broken.
What's going on? Let me see what my girl doing. What's going on, man? How you doing this evening?
Hey, honey, what's up? You set yourself up for that?
I set myself up for a whole lot of things, but it's all good. It's all good. All right, so let me ask the both of y'all. Do y'all have road rage?
She says that we drive crazy up here. She says Milwaukeeans drive crazy. And when I told you a couple times, she thought that somebody was sending a barrel down to us, like, she know what I'm talking about. And she like, ah! I'm like, calm down. He's gonna go that way because it almost looks like a head-to-head.
Mm-hmm.
Watch. It almost looks like a head-to-head.
They drive like Cal. They drive
like
Cal up there in Atlanta. I ain't lying.
They drive like. Oh my goodness! Nobody can drive worse than Atlanta because Atlanta's just full of train points.
It is worse. Trust me.
Speed limit 35, they be going 60. On residential streets, I'm like, oh my goodness. Wow.
Before I got here, I buckled up every time I get in the car now.
Well, you're supposed to. You, I mean, buckling up was a lot, has been a law for the last 25, 30 years now. So you just
know.
Not doing it?
I don't want to die.
Yeah, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Man, you know, I do get road rage time, you know. It just stupid people just piss me off, especially when you're driving. If you ain't got no sense of what you're doing, it just makes me just so upset. And I just have such bad road rage. I don't know what
to
do.
Did I tell you about in front of our house, this guy hit like 6 cars and luckily my car wasn't parked out there. And we still have, like, wreckage in the front yard. Yeah, they're horrible. How
oh,
you
wow.
Not one, not two, not even three. Just
wow.
All 6 of them.
Dang. All right, y'all hold tight. This is I'm Alive by King B.
All right.
Be right back.
Up. I'm a king, I'm a king, king, king.
Every day, I'm a king.
Every day, I'm a king, I'm a king, king, king.
You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Y'all make sure you go to our fan page, the first annual Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you have that fan page. I need at least 30 fans to like the page so I can go ahead and give it a identity. And once I do that, I can promote the page as much as possible. So I'm just asking all my Lawless fans out there to go out and make sure that you like the first annual Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio awards. Right now I have a few folks out there. I just need some more likes. Put it on your page. Tell all your friends about it. We're going to have a great, great awards show. We have artists. We want to support our artists and give them the tools that they need so they can move forward in their music career. All right, y'all, if you're interested in submitting your music, go to lawlessradio.com, hit that submit your music link. Your music can be added into rotation. All right, I know the chairman announced it last week, but right now it's just grit grind and the raw deal. Sherm is going to take a break right now for personal reasons, and so is So Ambitious. So we want to wish them well and make sure that they come back to us healthy and ready to rock and roll. That's what we do. So right now it's going to be me and the chairman holding it down, holding it down. So catch us on Wednesday night and on Thursday night right here on Lawless Radio. All right, so I got Buck and I got Mel out here. We got Mississippi out here. Excuse me, y'all. All right, so we got about 20 minutes left of the show. Anything good y'all want to share?
Nah, man. I pretty much say what I have to say, man.
I do. What you got to share?
Oh, me.
Yeah, you.
Oh, I'm Lawless' biggest fan. I'm gonna be voted the best fan of the year. I want my reward. I want like a plaque or something. I'm gonna be voted. Lawless best fan.
Okay. So how you gonna dictate? Okay, but how you gonna dictate what you gonna get?
Say that now.
How you gonna dictate what you gonna get? I thought you was the biggest Lawless freak. So you went to the largest fan.
I'm gonna get two of them.
You'll get two of them.
But that's not up. The freak is not up for award. It's the fan is up for award. I'm the biggest Lawless fan.
Biggest Lawless fan.
Yep, I want my plaque.
You want a plaque? He talking about spending some money. You want your name engraved in it?
Or a bus. Whatever.
You want your name engraved in it too?
Kevin L. Fan.
Okay.
Yep. And I know Mel wants her too, but hell, she's not a fan. She's damn near a administrator.
Oh, okay.
Fan. I'm a fan.
You're a fan.
I am a fan. She's not a fan. I'm
okay.
A fan.
Okay. Y'all just want y'all props from y'all due diligence. Yeah, y'all do a lot. Mel supports Lawless all day, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Right.
Nothing but Lawless. Okay.
And I'm a fan. She's a promoter.
Nothing,
yeah.
Nothing but Lawless.
24 hours, too.
I wonder, does Mel ever get any sleep? Because I go to sleep, I go on Facebook, and she posted an hour ago. I'm like, damn, did you get any sleep?
I work 24/7.
You work 24/7?
I've always been like that. I may get like 2 hours of sleep. That's good enough for me.
That's good enough for you?
You can't make money while you sleep. I know that.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know. I need my sleep. Forget that.
Unless you got some stuff accumulating in the bank or something.
Man. I need my sleep. I still can make some money while I'm asleep. As long as somebody knows my internet is up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can go ahead and place order all you like. But, yeah, I'll be doing what I need to do. Definitely. Man. All right. What's up, Mel? Anything new you want to share with us?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to get everything up and running, get situated,
mm-hmm.
trying to get some of my artists together. I do want to give a shout out to a couple of them, Wattel and my other boy up in Detroit. And Robert. I want to give a shout out to them. So, because they do a lot for me. Also, Crochet. I'm sorry, baby. I'm tired. But I want to give a shout out to them, too. So, the ones that actually do a lot of work with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. That's what's up. All right, y'all. All right, well, you know what? I'm gonna roll it out with some music for the rest of the evening, the next 20 minutes. That's what I'm going to do. It's been one of them calm shows this week. I'm going to have something juicy for y'all coming up in the next few weeks. Need to think of a master plan here. Y'all make sure y'all check me out. I am going to be on realtalk-tv.com on Monday. At 9:15 in the evening, that's Eastern time, going to provide you with my expertise in different areas of sexual experiences, and I will be airing live on realtalk-tv.com, so y'all make sure y'all check me out. Make sure y'all support your local come up. If you know any artists out there that's trying to get their music heard out there, make sure that you send them our way. All right, get those votes in, y'all. Please share our fan page. We need at least 30 fans so I can promote the page. I cannot promote the page without enough fans. So please send the likes and like our fan page. I'll go ahead and post it on my page, post it on the Lawless Radio. No, I can't post on Lawless Radio because I don't have enough fans, but I will do what I can. All right, y'all. Mississippi Red, you hold it down now, all right?
I'm here.
All right. But I'll see you
soon.
Johnny. I don't want to say it's Lawless. My phone went dead, but it's Lawless.
It's Lawless, that's right.
Give me a little Donnie.
I will give you a little Donnie just for you. All right, now. This is Running, Donnie Williams.
Hold on, a change gon' come, yes it will. yes it will. But until that day, let the stress and noise ring. God will make a way.
time. Oh, baby, you got my mind. You got me open, girl, you got me open. You got me dreaming, fiending, wishing, hoping. Just for some time.
As always, thanks for listening. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Remember, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. Good night, y'all. See you next week.